Hello everybody, Astro Reuben back with another reading. For today's reading, we are a reading about two decisions. The way this reading is going to go is that I'm going to look for the Two of Swords. I'm going to draw cards, both left to the right, the card that's in front and the card in the back of the Two of Swords cards. They will represent the two decisions we have in life right now. And then I will draw four cards, two for the pros of each decision, two for the cons of each decision. Okay, first things first, let's go right into it. So as many of you know, the Two of Swords is a representation of a stalemate. We're in between decisions. We don't know which decision to choose. This reading is supposed to help with what decision to choose. Again, we're at a stalemate, and we have two decisions. On one side, we have the Seven of Wands. Seven of Wands represents action, and we need to take action on this. What this also means is that whatever decision this is, whether it's a relationship, whether it's financial, whether it's mentality, we need to make a quick decision, a quick movement. It will determine on whether or not we stay in possibly like a negative relationship, you know, a relationship with our karmic, or can we stay in a relationship or a negative relationship with money. Let's say you might be making a financial decision that might be extreme. Maybe we shouldn't, you know, we need to be quick about this financial decision. Actually do it. You know, actually make the decision and make the movement on it. And that's on one side. What are the pros and cons of this? What are the pros and cons of this decision? I'll draw two cards for that. Two cards. So the pros of making this decision will reap balance, reap a great reward if we make that decision. So we need to, when we make that decision, it can mean the pro part of it could be we could be getting, like I said, gaining balance, maintaining money, prosperity. This can come to money, this can come to a relationship. So maybe this decision or our relationship can cause us to be a prosperous relationship. If it's in a positive motion, the Two of Coins. But if not, what would it be if it was a con, if we make this decision? The con card I pulled was the Three of Cups. Three of Cups, emotional community. We're talking about relationships and community, but it's a con. So we could lose a lot of friends in this decision. We can lose money in this decision. We can lose a lot of alliances if we make this quick move in our relationships. This is the con. This is what we're going to lose. We might need to lose these kind of relationships in order to have that balance. To lose those relationships, those negative emotional relationships, those negative financial decisions. We need to like be willing to lose to gain balance, to gain prosperity. This is one side of the stalemate card, the Two of Swords, a decision. Now on the other side of the Two of Swords, what is the other sword? What is another decision if we decide to go down that path? We drew the Three of Swords. Three of Swords represents heartbreak, meaning that we make the decision of a heartbreak. If we make that path to heartbreak, to losing, we're gonna gain that. We're gonna suffer. you're going to suffer. But after that suffering comes prosperity. Remember, after that suffering, we will get prosperity from it. So what are the pros and cons of having this heartbreak, having this suffering happen for us? What are the pros and cons of this card? We'll draw two cards for that. From the first card I drew, the pros of having this heartbreak. The pros of having this heartbreak are prosperity. Ten of coins. Ten of coins represents we've reached the end. We've accumulated the wealth. We have gotten everything we are. So what reaps at the end of this heartbreak, this loss, whether it be with finances or our relationships, loss of a loved one, or loss of a romantic relationship, you will gain in not just emotional maturity, but in physical maturity and physical finances. So if you're someone that is in a relationship that is very toxic, financially toxic on you, and you're willing to take the heartbreak and lose this person, prosperity, beautiful prosperity and beautiful money, a reward lies for you at the very end of this. Now, what are the cons of this heartbreak? What will happen from this heartbreak that we gain? That if we make the decision of the heartbreak. The sun. Sun represents happiness, represents joy. But we're thinking about like in the cons of things. So in the cons, think of it in reverse. The sun in reverse represents unhappiness. The light has gone. You're gonna lose happiness. You're gonna lose that feeling of joy. It's gonna be a loss. This is what you're gonna lose by making the decision to break your heart. By breaking your heart, whether it be for financial, making a financial decision that may cost you money-wise or may cost you an opportunity or in the sense of a relationship, by losing, you know, by accepting the heartbreak, by taking the path to heartbreak, you will possibly lose the joy and happiness in your life. But again, this is all just temporary happiness. It's all just temporary joy, okay? This is not permanent life. So make a decision. Whatever you feel is the best path and best decision for you to go and make.